Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah Parsha's Pinchas, that's Perek Chavav, Pasuk Nun Beis. And in the previous Aliyah, Moshe Rabbeinu had counted Kol Yisrael, and now we're going to learn some practical applications of that count. The Pasuk says, Vaydabar Shal Moshe Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, La'ilah techalek ha'aretz, to these you shall apportion the land, benachala b'mispar shemais, as an inheritance according to the number of names. L'rav tar b'nachalasai, according to their number, if they are increased, they have a lot of numbers, so then you shall increase the inheritance. V'lama'atam b'nachalasai, if they have a few numbers, so you shall decrease the inheritance. Ish lefi pikudav, yuta nachlasai, each man according to his numbers shall his inheritance be given. Ach bagar yachalik asaretz. However, only by lot the land is to be apportioned. Leshmais matis avaisim yunchalu, according to the names of their father's tribes they shall inherit. Alpi hagayrol techalik nachlasai, bein rav lamat, according to the lot shall the inheritance be divided between the many and the few. Now let's try to understand how the land was actually to be apportioned. Rashi tells us over here in Pasuk Nun Beis, lo'ela techalik aretz, lo'ela pchusim ben esrim, not to anyone that was less than 20 years old. Even though these people, they became 20 years old once it already came time to apportion the land. It actually took 7 years to conquer the land and another 7 years to divide it up. The only ones that actually got a portion of the land was the 601,000 that were counted in the previous Aliyah. And if one of them had six sons, they only got the portion of their father. So Rashi tells us, Pasuk Nundal, the Rav Tarbar Nachlasai, if there's many, so then they get an increased portion. A shevet that had a very large population, so they got a very large chelek in Eretz Yisrael. But now Rashi tells us that even though the portions were not equal, because it was based off of how big the shevet was, it was only done by way of garel, by way of lottery. And this garel worked only by way of Rucha Kodesh. How did it work? Elazar Kain, he was wearing the Urim Betumim, and he would say with Ruach HaKadosh, Shevet Plani Oile, if this Shevet gets pulled up in the lottery, Tchum Plani Oile Imoy, so then its boundaries should be pulled up with it. And all the names of the Shvatim were written on 12 notes. Yud Beis Gvulim B'Yud Beis Psakim, and another 12 notes had 12 boundaries written on them. Ublalim Bekalpi, and they're all mixed up in a box. And the Nasi of each Shevet, he would put his hand into the box, and he would just take two notes. Oile B'Yad Pesach Shal Shem Shiftai, Upesak Shal Gvulim Farshlai, and in his hand was two notes, the note of his Shevet's name and the note that was his portion. And then the girl itself, meaning the note itself, would cry out and say, I am the girl that was drawn for this border for this shevet. Shenemar says, Al pi hagirl, by the mouth of the girl, meaning the girl itself would speak. Rashi says, the land wasn't divided by measure of area, because there are some areas that are finer and better than other areas. El b'shuma, it was done by evaluation. Base kara keneged base sa'atav. Hakal fi adam. Now, continuing to explain how the garel worked, Pasuk Nhan Rashi, we had said Lishmais Matis Havaisam, that it was divided according to the names of their father's tribes. What does that mean? Eliyetz Mitzrayim, this is referring to the people that actually left Mitzrayim. Shina Kosav Nachal Zumi Kol Nachal Shepetairah, this inheritance is actually different than all other inheritances in the Torah that we're going to learn about in the next Aliyah, actually. Shekol Nachalis, usually the way inheritance works is Achaim Yoshim Esa Mesim, those that are alive, they inherit those that had died. The Kanan over here, Mesim Yoshim Esa Chaim, dead inherit those that are alive. Ketzad, how does that work? We have two brothers left Mitzrayim, and then they have sons that are going to be going into Eretz Yisrael. One brother, he had one son, and the other brother had three sons. The one son, he gets one portion, and three sons, they get three portions for a total of four. Shenemar says, to these, the ones that were counted, the land should be apportioned to them, so we have a total of four portions. However, what's going to happen after that? We take these four portions, and we give it back to their grandfather. And then everything gets divided equally. That's why it says, after the sons took, meaning after we have these four portions, so then it was divided based off of the fathers that left Mitzrayim. If originally we would have apportioned it based off the people that left Mitzrayim and not based off the people that are going into Eretz Yisrael, these four sons, they would only get two portions because we have one man that left Mitzrayim and he had two sons, and those two sons would only get two portions, so these four boys would have to divide those two portions. Now they get four chalakim. However, those four chalakim are given back to their grandfather, so to speak, even though their grandfather's dead already, and then we take that portion and give it from one grandfather to two fathers, so now that's two portions to one father, two portions to the other father, and then those two portions go to the children. So actually, the one child gets two portions, and the three children have to split up two portions, so this is an interesting way of dividing the land, and this is not usually the way we divide divide an inheritance. Ach begarol, said the pasuk. However, only by a garol. So the word ach is always a miyut. It's always a limitation. Yatzu yeshiva kalev. We're excluding Yeshua and kalev over here. V'chein Omer says v'yidnu l'kalev as chevron kasher dibar Moshe. Kalev, he got chevron like Moshe Rabbeinu said. He wasn't part of this lottery. And v'omer al pi Hashem nasnu lo yasir asher shal. And based off of Hashem, he Yehoshua was given the city that he asked for. So Yeshua and kalev, they got their portions in Eretz Yisrael without being part of the garol. Matis havaisam yatzu gerim avadim. This excludes gerim and avadim. They were not part of the apportioning of Eretz Yisrael. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Zayin. Ve'el b'kudei Levi l'mishpachasim. And these are the numbers of Levi according to their families. L'gershon mishpachas Agershuni, l'kas mishpachas Akasi, l'mrari mishpachas Amrari. El mishpachas Levi. These are the families of Levi. Mishpachas Halivni, mishpachas Chevroni, mishpachas Amachli, mishpachas Amushi, mishpachas Akarchi. Ukahas ha'ilidus Amram. And Kahas, he gave birth to Amram. V'shem Eshes Amram. In the name of the wife of Amram, Yecheved bas Levi, was Yecheved the daughter of Levi. Asher yolda also Levi Mitzrayim. She was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. V'teil l'Amram as Amram as Moshe. Ve'es Miriam achaisam. And she gave birth to Amram, Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam, their sister. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Tes, Asher Yolda Oiso Levi Mitzrayim. Ishta Yoladatim Mitzrayim, his wife, meaning Levi's wife, gave birth to her in Mitzrayim. Veinai Rasim Mitzrayim, however, she didn't become pregnant with her in Mitzrayim. Kshenichasu Losechacham Yoladato, when they entered the walls of Mitzrayim, that's when she gave birth. Viyishlim Minyan Shivim, and she actually completed this count of 70. Sharei Bifratim Iyatamoitze El Shishim Vitesha, when we count the people that went into Mitzrayim, so we actually count the number as 69. The Pasuk says that 70 people went into Mitzrayim, but if you count the names, it was actually only 69. Who was the 70th person? That was Yecheved. She was born as they were entering the walls of Mitzrayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Samach, Vayavod La'aron, and was born to Aaron, Esnadav Esaviu, Esel Azav Esi Samar. We have four sons to Aaron, Vayamas Nadav Aviu, Bakrivim Eish Zar Lefnei Hashem, Nadav and Aviu, they died because they brought a foreign fire in front of Hashem, Vayubikudehem Shloshav Esrim Elef, Kol Zachar Min Chadish Vamala, and their count was 23,000, that is every male from 1 month and up. Ki Loi Hasbaktu B'Sech B'nei Yisrael, because they were not counted among the rest of B'nei Yisrael, Ki Loi Nitein Lehem Nachla B'Sech B'nei Yisrael, because they were not giving inheritance among the rest of the Bnei Israel. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Samach Beis. Kilayas Baktu B'Sech Bnei Israel, they weren't counted. Lias Nimnim Bnei Esrim Shana, they weren't counted from 20 years old and up. Umatam, why is that? So the Pasuk had said, Kilay Nitin Lehem Nachla, because they weren't given inheritance. V'Nimnim Ben Esrim Shana, Hayu Bnei Nachla. Only people that were counted from 20 years old and up, so then they got inheritance. Shneamar says in the Pasuk, Ish Lefi Pekudav Yuta Nachlasai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Samach Gimel, Eli Pekudei Moshe V'Elazar HaKayin, Asher Paktu As Bnei Israel Ba'Arvis Moiv Al Yarden Yirechai. This is the count that Moshe and Elazar HaKayin counted the Bnei Israel in Arvis Moiv, the plains of Moiv, on the bank of the Yarden opposite Yirechai. Ube'elo Loi Haya Ish Pekudei Moshe V'Aron HaKayin. And among these people wasn't a single man from the count of Moshe and Aaron HaKayin, Asher Paktu As Bnei Israel Midbar Sinai. They counted Bnei Israel in Midbar Sinai after they left Mitzrayim. Ki Amar Hashem Lohem, because Hashem had told them, Moshe Musa Midbar, you're going to die in the Midbar, but Loi Noisar Mehem Ish, and there wasn't a single man left over. Kim Kalev Ben Yifune Ve'Yeshua Ben Nun, the only one that was left over was Kalev and Yeshua. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Samach Dalad. Ube'il Loi Haya Ish, among these wasn't a single man that was in the Midbar previously. Aval Al Nasham Le'Nigzer Gzer Samaraglim, the Gzer of the Maraglim, that everyone's going to die in the Midbar, that was not on the women. Lefisha Hein Hoyim Achav Vaisis Arts, because they loved Eretz Yisrael. Ha'an Nasham Aymim, the men said, Nit Nerash Neshuv Mitzrayim, let's turn around and go back to Mitzrayim. Ha'an Nasham Aymim, however, the women said, T'na Lanu Achuza, we want to have a portion. L'kach Nischa Parsha Z'Bnei Slavcha Kan, that's why we have the Parsha of B'nai Slavcha, which we're going to see right now. That's why it's mentioned right here to show how the women, they loved Eretz Yisrael. And let's go right back to Chumash Perkhav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Vatekravna B'nai Slavchad, and the daughters of Slavcha drew close. Who was Slavchad? Ben Chefer, Ben Gilad, Ben Macher, Ben Menashe, L'mishpachas Menashe, Ben Yosef, to the family of Menashe, Ben Yosef, Ve'lishmais, Ben Yosef, and these were the names of his daughters, Machla, Noya, Chagla, Milka, Vasirtza. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. L'mishpachas Menashe, Ben Yosef. Lama Nemer, why is it that we have to repeat to the family of Menashe, Ben Yosef? But like Varnemer, Ben Menashe, we already said that they were the great-great-grandchildren of Menashe. I'll learn Melacha to tell you, Yosef chibiv es ha'aretz, Yosef loved the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer says in the Pasuk, Ve'alisa metzatz moisei, take my bones up from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Ubin Yosef chibiv es ha'aretz, and his daughters, they also loved Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer says, T'na lanu echuza, give us an inheritance. Ula mencha, and also to teach you, Shayu kulim tzadikim, all of them were tzadikim. Shekom isha maisav, umaisa avaisav stumen, because anytime we don't say anything about what a person or his father or his grandfather did, however, we learn of the story, we learn about the deeds of one person, and then the Pasuk lists their lineage, and it's something positive. Hariz et tzadik ben tzadik. This teaches us that that person himself is a tzadik, and all the people mentioned in their lineage are tzadikim. However, if the Pasuk lists someone's lineage, and it's to their degradation, it's something embarrassing, it's something bad, Kigan, for example, that teaches us that all the people that were mentioned, they're actually Rishayim. Now the Pasuk had mentioned their names, Machla, Noya, so on and so forth. Now Rashi asks, later on in Parak Lamed Vav, it says, Tirza, so it lists them out of order. Magid, this teaches us, Shekulan Shkule Zukazu, they were all equal. Lefikach Shina Sidron, therefore, changed the order to say they were each as big and as special as each other, and there wasn't one that was more important than the other. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis and see what exactly B'nai Tzulafchad were doing. And they stood in front of Moshe and in front of Elazar Kain, Lefnei HaNesim and in front of the Nesim, V'chol Eida and the entire assembly, Pesach Ayol Ma'id Lemar, in front of the entrance of Ayol Ma'id, saying, Avinu Mes Ba'Midbar, our father died in the Midbar. He wasn't part of the assembly that was inciting against Hashem in the assembly of Karach. He died because of his sin. Ubanim Loi Hayulai, and he didn't have any sons. Lami Gar Shem Avinu Mitech Mishpachtai. Why should the name of our father be subtracted, be taken off from his family? Ki Ein Loi Ben, just because he doesn't have a son. Tanolanu Achuza, give us an inheritance, Besaychachei Avinu, among the brothers of our father. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Lifnei Moshe Lifnei Elazar, Magid Shloi Amdu Lifnei Him Ela B'Shnasar Arbaim Achar Shemes Aaron. This teaches that they stood in front of Moshe after the 40 years after Aaron had already died. Skip the next Rashi, go to Rashi Pasuk Gimel V'Hulai Haya. Why is it they felt it necessary to say that he wasn't part of Karach's assembly? Since they were coming to say that he died because of his sin, so then they were forced to say it wasn't because of the chet of the Mislainim or the ones that complained, and it wasn't because he was part of the assembly of Karach that incited against Hashem. He died because of his own sin. And he didn't bring others along to sin with him. Rabbi Kiva says Mekashish Eitzim Haya. He was the Mekashish Eitzim. He was the one that was caught gathering wood on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, he says Min HaMafilim Haya. He was part of the Mafilim that tried to go into Eretz Yisrael, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said not to. Pasuk Dalet and Rashi, they had said Lama Yigar Hashem Avinu. We are in place of a son. And if you're going to say the females aren't considered like children, so then to Siyabim Eimenu Liyavim, our mother, she should do Yibam. We know that when a man dies and he doesn't have any children, so his brother has to do Yibam to his wife. So they were telling Moshe Rabbeinu, either which way, if we're considered like children, so then we should get a nachla. If we're not considered like children, so then our mother should do yibam to our uncle, and then we should at least get the nachla through that. And they had said ki ein loy ben, because he didn't have a son. Ha im hayo loy ben. However, if he did have a son, loy hayu tavayz klum, then they would not have come to ask for anything. Ma'agit shechachmani asayu. This teaches us that they were very wise and they knew exactly what they were asking. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk. Hey, ve'akrev Moshe es mishpat lefnei Hashem, and Moshe brought their judgment, their case in front of Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk. Hey, ve'akrev Moshe es mishpatan. Alma halacha menu, he forgot this halacha. V'kan nifral shenot al-atara leimer, and over here he was punished because he took the atara. He took a little bit of importance for himself. He had said, v'adavar sheyikshem yikem takrivu ne'ilai, that which is challenging for you, come and bring to me. So Hashem thought that this wasn't befitting of Moshe Rabbeinu, so he made him forget this halacha. Davar ach, another way of understanding this is ru'uya ha'isa parasha zuli kasvadei Moshe. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu could have written this parasha, and we didn't have to mention B'nai Tzlafchad at all. El shezach B'nai Tzlafchad v'nichtval yadan, they were zaycha, they were meritorious, and it was written because of them. It could have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. However, because of their desire to go into Eretz Yisrael, they had this chus that it was written because of them. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah, hearing Hashem's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu about what to do with the daughters of Tzlafchad. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.